Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleo. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Clark steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulleo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Backman reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Evans moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulio hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lasky for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from May and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Rajcik hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardenhire bunts towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardenhire for the out. Backman moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0-for-2 in the game. Pulio takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into Gardenhire, who tags Evans trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Bill Lasky. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Fred Breining now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards right. Youngblood catches it and throws to first to double up Davis. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Barrios now playing first base. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from May and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Fred Breining. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Pete Falcone now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Neil Allen now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to third. Evans moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Kuiper scores. Evans moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Mets. Jeffrey Leonard pinch runs for Milt May. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verizer catches it and throws to first to double up Leonard. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.